IBM Podcast.
When they walk into the shelter, people respect their human dignity.
Hello, I'm Stacy Darling. In this edition of Innovation in Action, we take a look at how one not-for-profit is using technology to maximize its charitable work.
There were just so many people that caught the passion, so to speak.
Catholic Charities of St. Paul and Minneapolis is one of the Twin Cities' largest private providers of social services. This organization provides basic needs for the moment and skills for a lifetime to people living in poverty and children living in crisis. Many people don't realize that homelessness reaches far beyond the loss of a physical residence, since individuals often find their original identity cards have been lost or in many cases stolen. With the help of IBM technology, Catholic Charities has instituted the Community Card Program, an application that was developed as part of an IT project for which the organization was named as a finalist for Gartner's 2002 CIO Choice Award. The Community Card Program helps tens of thousands of homeless people maintain their identity, gain a sense of home, and secure safer, faster access to services. With me are Jim Storms, Director of Information Technologies.
Hi.
And Jerry Lauer, Housing Manager.
Hello there.
Thank you both for joining me. How did this idea of a community card program come about?
Basically, as our numbers increased and our programs increased, we outgrew our ability to track and know who our clients were. The idea of knowing who someone is and a little bit about them is so crucial to working with them. The community card allows us to share that information so that we can continue to work as people work with different staff.
We had a strategic emphasis in the late 90s by our CEO, and it was called Putting a Face on the Poor. And when I came on board, I looked at the grassroots efforts of our staff at our shelters who were trying to do some kind of a basic ID system with an old donated card creator and manual files and an old outdated database that was not Y2K compliant. And we said, wow, this is a great linkage to our strategic goal of putting a face on the poor. It's immediate. It's right there. Let's start doing something. We don't have a lot of money, but let's start building something year by year.
So tell me a little bit about how the community card program works.
It works much like an employee badge works in a large organization or a company. It's swiped to gain access to particular areas. We ask about 15 minutes worth of questions. Those questions are demographic in nature, but also try and touch on what potential barriers folks may have. We take a photograph, which allows us to link the person, the picture, their name, with the information that we've collected. That allows us, as folks flow through our services from our day shelters to our night shelters to some of our housing programs, to continually focus on what some areas of their barriers may be or issues that may arrive. It also allows us to hold folks accountable. One of the things that we're able to do is as some behavior gets out of hand and creates an unsafe environment, we're able to restrict some folks from entering our programs. We don't want to restrict them indefinitely, so we're able to use what we call a restorative justice form as well. And that allows us to work with the client, identify the problems, and really help them and aid them in getting back into our programs and getting back into a good standing with us.
The program has been around for several years now. What has been the response from your clients that you've served?
We were worried about folks being concerned with the Big Brother aspect of us wanting to know too much about them. This feeling hasn't displayed itself. What's really come about is a sense of community. Folks have a sense of belonging in a safe environment. We've been able to keep some of the predatory elements out of our programs and create a safe environment for those folks. And so there's a sense that not only do I belong to this program, but I know this program's safe and folks are watching out for me.
They know they can't do anything about what happens outside, but inside they know that they have a safe environment they can be in where we know who's in our building and who comes in at what time and what time they leave. So people know that they're being watched, and people respect that level of safety in the center while they're there.
So what were the major technology challenges you faced when you first started this project?
we were challenged to operate with an almost ridiculously lean budget. We had to use the resources that we had at hand. We had to integrate both our IBM iSeries Lotus database environment with a data card group hardware configuration, so we would integrate those two systems, the database and the hardware side of the card reader. It was a very big challenge for us, but what was very exciting about the project when we first started it was that even though the system wasn't perfect, the grassroots staff at the centers realized the potential of it, and even though it wasn't perfect, let's say, in the first year, they had the vision and they had the passion for keeping the data accurate, for doing whatever they could to enhance the system, knowing that we would continue to improve the system in the years to come. And the other thing was that we had to try to partner with as many people as we could to help us. One was IBM Rochester Corporate Community Relations. The other one was Computech Resources, our local IBM business partner, and also TSG Server and Storage, IBM business partner. All those people combined together helped us leverage software discounts, software donations, volunteer help from IBM developers who were employees for IBM who helped defer parts of the development costs of the system, and anywhere they could as a volunteer to help us create a great application for our clients and our shelters. There were just so many people that caught the passion, so to speak, of what we were doing at a grassroots level. It was the value in the whole combined platform that really helped get it made, and then how our partners and vendors came forward to help us.
So one of the developers who worked on this put his little touch in. As people swipe their card at our facilities to identify who they are and acknowledge their entry into the program, the developer put in there a little clause that if it was their birthday, on the window would pop up a little saying that would say, "Happy birthday, Sue."
Now, I understand that the data you've gathered from the program has given your organization some new insights about your client population. Can you talk a little bit about what you've found?
One of the areas that's been strong is that we're able to dispel some stereotypes. The community card has allowed us to say who our homeless population really is and how long they've been homeless. It also helps us to be able to identify folks who've succeeded. They may be in a homeless state for a variety of reasons, but they've been able to gather their resources, get services, and move on. Those stories need to be told just as much as what you hear about stereotypes. The other piece that I think is real helpful is we're able to begin to identify where we need to consolidate our resources.
Our systems, of course, you know, we have to be HIPAA compliant in terms of internal with our systems, but we also have to make sure that when we transfer that data, it's basically summary data, numbers, not so much personal data, so that we can receive our funding in the coming contract years.
What do you consider the most significant result of the program so far? Do you have any success stories or examples you'd like to share with us?
And we can change people's lives through this. We reconnect family members. Some of the barriers that folks have are mental health issues and alcoholism, and those barriers and problems sever those ties to the family. And at a certain point down the road, folks don't know how to get reconnected. We're able to tell a little bit about their story, help them get to the next step, and also give them the encouragement to make those connections. A woman in Alabama had seen an article on the internet by the Star Tribune. It was quoting a man who said that I would love to go live with my sister if I knew where she was. Well, that sister saw that, called us, we were able to connect them, and that gentleman is now on his way to Alabama to reconnect with his family.
As a nonprofit for social services agency, do you think you have different business considerations than, for example, a for-profit enterprise?
A lot of our funding comes from governmental sources, probably over 50%, as well as sources such as the United Way and donations. And what's happening today that's a real challenge for us is that they're saying, we want you to input the data on these clients in our database over the internet. And so what happens is we may have to enter this client redundantly into our own database, into their database. And if we have another funder that funds part of that program, we may have to enter it into their database. It's something that we're continually challenged with and looking for help with.
What are your future plans for the Community Card program? Do you have any related projects underway?
We're implementing a new iSeries or Series I IBM server in the next few months. so they can give them some increased improvement in the database. In the long term, Catholic Charities is looking to have an integrated client management system across its entire enterprise, not only in the shelters and housing area, which the community card serves, but other areas as well. We also have a patent pending on the community card.
The goal always has to be, how can we serve the client better? And hopefully we'll continue to strive that direction with the community card.
Thank you both for joining me and sharing your story with us. This is a great example of how technology is truly impacting lives in a positive way.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity to share that with you.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks.
If you'd like to learn more about Catholic Charities of St. Paul and Minneapolis, visit www.ccspm.org. Thank you for listening to this edition of Innovation in Action.